With this behavior, we only give what we like to give. However, this is not necessarily the behavior that the other person needs or that the specific situation requires. Hey, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining today's Lightwolf podcast episode. My name is Stefan. I am a leadership catalyst and I'm delighted that you're here in the podcast today. This podcast has been inspired by two deep, inspiring, touching conversations I've had in the last 2 weeks. The first with the chief executive officer of one of the German DAX companies. So DAX is the German stock exchange where you'll find the biggest and most reputed companies in the country. And one of his C-level leaders. We had a great topic. We were talking about the essence of leadership, and I was very curious to learn their view. And when I shared mine, and I am deeply convinced that good leadership requires two seemingly contradictory skills at high levels, I think it requires enormous willpower to get the right thing done, coupled with sheer endless personal humility. I was really intrigued when the CEO responded, "Hey, Stefan, that's really interesting, but to me it sounds all a little bit too soft, you know? Your willpower and humility, I think it just needs more force, it needs more clarity, and it needs situational leadership." And I went like, very interesting. I'm not sure about the first, because I think some people confuse being soft with not being consistent or not being clear. But on the other hand, requiring situational leadership, I'm all in. The second conversation that inspired today's Lightwolf episode was with Peter Zehnder. Peter is one of the sons of Egon Zehnder, a company that is said to have created and founded the today's personnel consulting and headhunting industries. His main role is to find leaders and also to create and strengthen those leaders. In this wonderful conversation I've had with him just the other week, he said many profound things that I learned from, that I find intriguing, including the following quote. "The very best can adapt to the situation at hand, regardless of whether it's a turnaround, a crisis, or a growth case. They adapt their behavior and remain authentic." Unquote. By the way, if you would like to hear the full interview with Peter Zehnder, then please dial into this very special, very insightful podcast interview conversation. You will find the link in the show notes. So this is the context why I have chosen to speak about situational leadership. If I may add my own experience to this, in my 25 years in the corporate world and in my now 11 years as an independent consultant, trainer, keynote speaker, and coach, I've worked with around 155 companies with more than 10,000 leaders. They come from all continents. They come from all seniority levels, from first-time leader to CEO and even supervisory board members. One observation that is common across all those people is that every leader has a preferred leadership style. And many of us would prefer to always lead the way we like to lead. Understandable, but not always effective. This approach only works to a very limited extent. Because with this behavior, we only give what we like to give. However, this is not necessarily the behavior that the other person needs or that the specific situation requires. Much more effective than always leading the way we like to lead is the concept of situational leadership. The situational leadership model is created initially by Dr. Paul Hersey and Dr. Ken Blanchard at the end of the 1960s. Developed while working on the textbook Management of Organizational Behavior. With this situational leadership behavior, You don't always lead the way you like to lead, but you apply exactly the leadership style that the other person and the current situation may require. And here are the four leadership styles of situational leadership: telling, selling, participating, delegating. Let's shed some more light on those four different styles. Telling. In this directive leadership style, the leader gives clear instructions and says exactly what needs to be done. This might be a useful style to apply with new employees who do this very task for the first time, who maybe just joined the company. They may feel a little insecure, they may be a little inexperienced in both the task at hand and the context and the situation. In these situations, a quite directing, telling style might be the right thing to do. Second style, selling. In this more consultative leadership style, you as a manager and leader offer guidelines, you offer advice, and you encourage employees to develop some decisions themselves and to take more and more decisions themselves. This might be a good style when you work with people who already have some experience, who may be experienced in the role but new to the task, who feel a little bit more confident already than in style number one. Let's turn to style three, participating. In this participative leadership style, you as a leader work with your employees to make some decisions together and to develop some solutions together. Some call it sparring. I've just had another conversation in a client of ours who is an investment fund. We worked with their top 15 leaders of this fund just the other week. And in preparing for this good to great team effectiveness program for 3 days, very intensive, very productive, leading to it, one of the younger team members articulated an interest in more sparring. Yeah, very talented, young, and expecting time for sparring, which apparently was sometimes given and sometimes not, because not everyone above in the seniority, in the ranks, in the line, maybe felt the need so strongly. So maybe, yes, there is sometimes sparring, but this individual wanted more time for sparring, requested that participative leadership style so that he or she could create good and better solutions together with the line manager. So that's the third style, a participating leadership style. And style number four is delegating. In this last delegating leadership style, you as a leader delegate responsibility. You empower employees to take many decisions, to carry out tasks, and to deliver goals very independently. I think this is the right leadership style when you are confident that this individual can carry the load, that this individual feels strong enough to take responsibility, to also take some quite profound decisions more or less independently. Great for them because they can take accountability, and great for you because you can save a lot of time. You don't need to be on these people as often and as intensively as you might in one of the other three styles. So in a nutshell, the four styles, let me repeat them again, the four styles of situational leadership: telling, selling, participating, delegating. Now, you as a leader of your people, how can you determine when to apply which of the four styles? When should you apply which of those four? And I have three tips for you that might inform you, that might help you pick the right leadership style for the particular person and for a specific situation. Number one, analyze. How complex is the task? Is the task of low complexity, or is it of very high complexity? Yeah. Think about it, and not from your perspective, because you might have done that task dozens of times. You might be familiar with it, and your familiarity might bias your view. Take the other person's view. How complex will she or he perceive the task? And how demanding is the task? Is it a relatively easy task, or is it a very demanding task? And demanding on what? What specific expertise does it require? Is it more an analytical one? Is it about complex thinking? Or is it more creative or more analytical or more getting a lot of things done while staying to course? So how demanding is the task? What is the core skill required in doing the task? How much expertise does the respective employee have for this task? What strengths should the individual possess? What weaknesses should he or she not have to be a good fit for the task? Which preferences, which development needs does the employee have? And how can you best marry task and development need? What are the general conditions required to really make sure that you marry up the right individual with the right responsibility? So, step number one, analyze. Tip two, adapt flexibly. Adapt your specific management and leadership behavior to the needs of the situation and to the needs of the person being managed. Example: when I was a young marketing director on a well-known global baby care brand, we once got into a crisis. Completely unfounded, we were attacked by an NGO, which factually was no risk, because we were doing the right thing. But from a PR perspective, it was a potentially major risk that could threaten at least the strength, if not the existence, of our flagship brand. And in one point in time, when we were really getting into it, maybe with 4 or 5 people trying to analyze the situation, unpack the problem, structure it, our boss, who ran the whole business, at one point says, "Guys, I'm really sorry, but please do me a favor. If you could please leave me alone for 2 hours. I just need some time to get calm, to think, to structure my thinking and to mull things over. So please, I'm sorry, forgive me, but come back in 2 hours and then let's discuss opportunities." I think this is an interesting example of situational self-leadership, where my boss just discovered that in that moment, under that pressure, in this crisis, he just needed some alone time. And we all immediately understood, respected, and came back 2 hours later. So adapt flexibly to the requirements of the person involved in the situation and in leading to the solution. And then finally, number three, feedback and learning. Have a dialogue with your employees to understand their perspectives, to clarify expectations, but not only by telling them, but also by listening to their recap. Because only when you hear them talk about their accountabilities, only when you hear them talk about their perception of the expectations they should fulfill, only then you know what arrived with them. So don't just tell them. Tell them, but also listen. And listen carefully, because only what they play back to you has really arrived. And provide feedback. Provide feedback to ensure that the chosen leadership style that you have selected for this individual and for this task is really right and is really working for them. Don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to also check whether the behavior you apply is indeed the behavior that helps them the most. So continuous reflection on the effectiveness of your applied leadership behavior, as well as your own willingness to learn from success and from failure, and to adapt your own leadership approach to the needs of the person and the situation, ultimately are the essence of situational leadership. So in summary, 3 tips I'd like to share for you to select the right style in the right moment. 1. Analyze. 2. Adapt flexibly. And 3, feedback and learning. By the way, if you are also interested in learning how to lead yourself and others to success, if you want to invest and spend an entire year learning good leadership together with me and with many other members of the Academy, then feel invited to have a look at the information on Lightwolf Academy in the show notes. This one-year compact leadership training program gives you access to all my tips, all my very best leadership tools, with short, compact learning videos with specific tasks, some simple leadership checks, and even some learning controls. And 6 times a year, you come and join me for a virtual group coaching session with all the other members of Lightwolf Academy, where you share your specific leadership questions in the group, and I will give you my very best answers on the 6 topics that are decisive: how to lead self and others to success, how do you lead people, how do you lead yourself, how to lead your boss, how to lead teams, how to lead leaders, and how to lead strategically. Interesting? Well, then have a look at the show notes and at the link in there. And I would be absolutely delighted if you were to join Lightwolf Academy and if I could welcome you soon as a new member. That's it for today. I hope you took some value from this short, compact podcast about one of the fine arts of leadership called effective situational leadership. Here is how. Thanks for being my guest today. And I very much look forward to welcoming you again soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you, have a great day, and see you soon. Your Stefan.